target.
Alrighty, so we'll bring the CDC meeting to order. All president and staff as noted. Approval of our minutes is what it says supposedly, Mr. Hudson.
There are no corrections on the minutes. Good job.
Alright. Kevin, you got any minute comments or anything?
No. I was virtual.
Thank you. Department presentations are none and discussion action items. First item, resolution 3170, payment reservation. There you go.
Good evening, county members. My name's Ken Gill. I'm your assistant. So, those of you that I haven't been able to, I used to work for the city of Bonney Lake 20 years ago at your annex. So.
What were you doing then?
So, Skyland 5 and 6 was water and sewer was getting installed.
Sewer or something?
So, I was inspecting the water and sewer for client. So, but.
I was still here.
We can't get rid of you then, are you?
But today, we're here to talk about pavement of road. So, the road we're talking about is 200th Avenue, Court East. So, you guys probably know where that's in town. But for those of you who don't, imagine you, we all walked downstairs and went to Lowe's. So, you drive past Lowe's and it's this section where the pit crossing is, where the drive. And goes to 104th. That's the signal you turn right at to go to the high school.
Okay.
So, it's that section that, you know, you did avoid the potholes that recently last summer.
Yeah.
And there's no paint or reflectors left. So, this project is unique in that it really showed how the public bid process works in our favor. We had 8 bids, and I'm going to read you the high to the low. So the low was 329,000, sorry, the high was 329,000. The low was 241. So with an engineer's estimate at 320,000. So Becker Blacktop and Summer is the apparent low, and give Dion Payne credit. She's a contract administrator. She checked out to make sure that they weren't debarred or paid their taxes and all the things that they're supposed to do so that they get when they're in the public works contract. So,
have they worked for us before?
I don't believe so, but they've worked for Buckley. So, okay. I reached out to them. That good work for them. So,
did you figure out why they missed so badly?
Well, initially that was my, but I reached out to another one of my peers that I work with is Active Construction down on River Road, PL. Has done a lot of work for them, that speaks highly of them. And one of the advantages that Becker Blacktop has is that they own their own grinding machine. They do their own traffic control and they own their own trucks. So they don't have any sub consultants for grinder. They don't have any sub consultants for traffic control, which can really drive up the cost. But if you look at the dollar amount they're paying for asphalt, they're clearly buying their asphalt from one of the people that make it, like 2C or Miles. So their bid is balanced the way it looks, the way it should to them. The other thing that's got going for them is they're just down at the bottom of the center. They're very close to us. In your council packet is the bid tabulation that shows the range of bids we got. And there's also your CIP budget. This is where we're getting the money from. So that's the maintenance overlay. So budgeted $451,000 for this. Mm-hmm. The bid is $241,000. The required expenditures on your agenda bill is $266,000. So that's the 10% contingency we use for our projects so that we don't come back to you for anything else. This still leaves you a budget balance listed on the agenda bill. I included the cover sheet so you know where it's at. But that's all I had to present tonight. Do you guys have any questions?
Was this one? Kelly had a question on?
No, not he. No one there.
Yeah. This one's okay. So this, of course, in the future years, this is going to, is that totally redone by Riverside? Cascadia, whatever you want to call them. Totally. Are they responsible for the rebuild of this section or something?
I don't know.
This is the previous section there where they're widening it out or something. Are they all done with all of that requirement stuff that they're doing there?
I believe so. I mean, they got it up to
they do the
school. Yeah, that's where all the stuff right there.
That's all finished with their part now. So we're not left with anything that they have to
do. That'll help that roadway lock all the traffic's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, so how long do we think that's gonna take and?
Excellent question. So, the reason why we're, open to bids, did the agenda packet, the same day it was due, is because we need to do this in August so that we can have it done before school starts in September.
Yeah.
So that's the goal.
Good idea. Makes sense.
So need your help on the next council meeting to award it so that we can.
I'm not wrong.
Go pay.
Yep. Are they ready to go if it gets approved?
We open them the day that, we open bids and they're excited, we sent them the contract, so they're working on that. That's the reason why it's not signed in your packet. I'm sorry.
Right.
But, they're excited and ready to go.
Yeah.
Good. Sounds good. I'm good. So we can put this in the next.
Consent.
Yeah. Excellent work. Thank you. Very well presented. Next resolution is 3171. Striping, I think. Yep. Sidewalk. Oh, no, sorry. Sidewalk is.
This one Kelly was asking about.
This is one going.
Okay.
The Drew, is Drew thing?
Yes. All right. So agenda bill 23-113, authorizing the award of contract with Diversified Holdings Northwest, the 2023 sidewalks extension project. So the sidewalk gaps selected are the prioritized, or per the prioritized extension list that we developed at CDC. The project will focus on the gaps along the Angeline Road corridor and add approximately 1,300 feet of sidewalk between Van Dyke Street and 101st. The city opened 6 bids on June 20th, 2023, and Diversified Holdings Northwest submitted the lowest responsive bid in the amount of $368,820. The budget we have of $460,795 current balance and street CIP sidewalk. And staff is also requesting a 10% construction contingency of $36,882, which would bring the total construction approval amount to $405,702 and a budget balance of $55,093.
Just to make it completely long any line there, is that a 2-stop? Is that what that would be a solid?
It'll basically make it complete from, say, Copperfield, which is 101st, to Panorama Boulevard. Panorama Boulevard, it's like in about mid Angeline, it goes up to the.
So, do we know where the bus stops are there?
Suppose we could probably find out from the school district, but.
They move them around. I remember when we did this long list of things that were prioritized.
Yeah.
I was thinking it'd be good to make sure that we got, because there were a couple of neighborhoods down there that were like disconnected, but the kids had to walk from one neighborhood to the other to get stopped. Over, and I was like, is that solved?
For the stops between Panorama and 101st.
Because we went through the matrix a long time ago and did a bunch of stuff with it, you know, staff did a lot of work about it. Then got to know if that was a particular attribute that they looked at.
In the last 2 years, we went through we talked about that year or two ago.
Was there like a specific section you had a question on or something? Because Tom mentioned
that. I just wondering if we were cognizant of that one or not. Now, we went through and identified these, right?
Yeah,
right.
They went through a prioritization matrix. So. There's always the professional opinions on whatever was the priority, right? You know, it's like,
Angeline's one of these things that people think about too. It's sure care about that.
Yeah, and we fixed their piece down there. So. Just for public knowledge of like how much sidewalk costs, is but any idea on how much we get for whatever this project is?
Probably about 300 feet.
300 feet or whatever it is for
$300 a foot.
$300 a foot.
That's what did. Yeah, because it's like 1,400 feet.
But it's also that number also includes
curb.
went through a gutter.
Is this where, is this end up on being both sides or didn't it? Because so you didn't
on that section of Angeline, it would have sidewalk on both sides of the river. But I mean, that cost also includes utilities, hydrants, and water services. And,
right. And,
I mean, just a kind of general number. This one is not.
Yeah, I think I can show you too. It does. Especially when you do it with what Andrew's talking about, with the grid all stuff in the way. Still leaving a lot. Definitely not greenfield development.
There was actually a segment that we took out of our contract just because a preliminary plat came in, which included frontage improvements and sidewalks, so we pulled it.
Yeah.
But there's a sidewalk on the other side of the road, right?
There isn't. There's a sidewalk on the other side.
I think there is.
Oh, is there?
On this segment.
So the kids don't cross the street?
They're following your chicken, right?
Never give consideration. You just knew. Look at the map we talked about before. We had a map showing all the sidewalks, and we need to link that one.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Fine, but.
Sad that it costs so much to do these things, but it's what we end up having to do in areas when we're, you know, it is what it is. I don't know.
The budget balance is $55,000, and Ryan, his email, Kelly was that there'll be more than next year. So this budget only for this year's amount, the one you're showing here, is that for the buy-in? Yeah.
I think the balance. Is yeah, so that I'm pretty sure we can use that balance.
Yeah, just make sure that if the accounting is aware of that, right? Because we had issues where we accidentally forget to notify them that hey, we can spend that and they don't move it over.
There's so many sidewalks we need to use that.
Yeah.
By the way, we didn't spend it over here. We want to make sure.
Good.
It's the Church Lake sidewalk.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes sign vote for sidewalks and Watson.
We got a call today about that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, about Church Lake
sidewalk? Off an area right there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Ball field. Nice conversation.
Nice.
I asked and I forgot that I should also talk to Ron.
I'm not one for this conversation.
Obviously, she had checked with Tom Watson, see what he said.
I'm okay. I think it's important to build this stuff. I'm going to go make sure I actually understand.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a good point for next year with what the game is. Oh,
there. Is this? I mean, we make sure to like go over the matrix and you know the priorities are still there and have that all laid out. Yay. We can move it forward to the next available council, you know, put it on the consent agenda and then see who wants to be a jerk and pull it off.
Maybe next time give us the picture and location. What's here before? That'd be easy one to include. Yeah, we can look at what you're doing down here in the packet.
Yeah.
At least on the project site location, but not a photo.
Right. Yeah. The silos I want.
Okay.
I like a street view.
Yeah.
We have those way back when we talked about thanks.
No problem. Okay. We'll move along. Resolution 3172. Now we can talk about surface treatments, kind of surface treatment project. Is that what we call striping nowadays?
I can weigh in on that.
Elmer
presents.
Elmer presents.
And just specifically for the name of the contract, I'll just lay this out. So, you know, so it's easy peasy for Keith, because I advertised this contract, but we had multiple schedules in it. It included a chip seal coat, striping, pavement markings, and also car striping at parks. Mm-hmm. And so instead of trying to come up with a long way of saying all that work, I just called service treatments.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So this is for the chip seal and the seal code. AB23-114, authorizing award contract with Doolittle Construction LLC for the 2023 surface treatment project. The 2023 chip seal project includes 29,120 square yards of chip seal, 10,333 square yards of seal coat, and miscellaneous street striping and pavement markings. The city solicited quotes for the 2023 surface treatment project using the MRSC small works roster on June 23rd, 2023. Doolittle Construction submitted the lowest responsive quote in the amount of $247,101. The city has included a 5% contingency in the amount $12,355.05 for total construction approval request in the amount of $259,456.05. For the budget, we have a CIP chip seal program with a current balance of $266,174.39 and ending balance of $6,718.34. Staff recommendations for approval. Questions?
Lot of stripes.
Yes.
A lot of stop cops. Cop stops, right? Who decides where the cop stops go?
Stop bars?
Yeah.
We just follow the NVTC for their location.
Do we apply any judgment? Like, there's a couple of cop stops in the city that I think are a little too far back, and there's some that are like way too far forward.
Yeah. I think, each intersection site distance is a little bit different. I think that plays into it as well.
Yeah.
You want to be able to stop where you can also speed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Problem on Bonnie Boulevard and Locust when you're going west.
It's like you live there or something.
Stop the hand. Bring it up. You get down the bottom of the hill and you look on Locust and the guy's already rolling across there. And you look at it and that stop is, like you're talking about, is way too far. You'd be able to see that from your driving and your being down that intersection.
Make sure you get out there with your paint.
I'll go, man.
I will guarantee you there have been more than one citizen that's probably thought, I could make this better with a can of paint.
Nice. So you said Bonnie Lake Boulevard and Locust?
Locust, yeah.
Okay. We can do
it. When they're going northbound. So that stop sign right there.
Northbound?
Yeah.
I really appreciate both the work to put the package together because they're like really good pictures.
Yeah, they did a great job.
I was like, wow.
Our GIS analyst, Adam, does a great job for us.
Yeah, that was makes it the pack. Yep, that's where they go.
We're good with that.
Yeah, you too.
All righty. We'll move this one forward to the next day. We'll council meeting on the. Okay. Professional services agreement for parametrics for source control inspection program, resolution 31.
Washington, news for stormwater permit.
Phase one.
NPS phase two.
You can say I really fail.
Your middle name.
I love you, brother.
I really do, man.
It's
awesome.
Just
NPS
phase
two. What? Your message is true. Because I'm like thinking, I'm thinking I would spend $5,000 on this and $65,000 on the place.
There you go.
Right?
right?
Okay, okay, we're there, we're on the same
We're all there, there we go.
Because I'm looking at this going, unless it's required, I'm like, GIS, a requirement for the law?
For NPDES permit requirements specifically?
Yeah.
Yes. So our
GIS database?
Our infrastructure, our stormwater infrastructure format, that's required by college, and I thought that it was in our GIS format. So that if they request it, we have to send it.
Yeah, I guess I need to see that RCW, because that seems like that's pretty burdensome.
Well, I mean,
they didn't give us any money to do.
Because we already have that.
Right.
Yeah,
paying for it. We're paying parametrics to have it to students.
Because we're trying to find out, make sure that, and you know, staff did a great job of laying out the regulations. I'm too onerous, but we're trying to figure out a way to like, make the actual program as you know, cost effective as possible.
Yeah.
Because undoubtedly, we know we have to do the program, but how to make it like it doesn't. Because it's not like a top priority, you know. I'm more worried about people stealing stuff out of stores and like the exact right spot, but you know, still have to do it all. But do we have to spend upwards of $75,000? And is that just 1 year?
So yeah, that's just 1 year. But it's up to 34. So we can always stop it at 20 or.
Whatever that before, that'd be awesome.
Whenever we feel like, because this initial go around with parametrics, I mean, they're going to help us kind of set up this program.
Sure.
They're going to, you know, develop this web map, and you know, identify all these businesses that we're required to inspect, you know, primarily on the SR 14 corridor, mm-hmm. east to west, and they're going to set it up so that, you know, GIS wise, so that all the businesses are listed. So as they're inspected, they'll change from a red to a green. And you can pull up that business and write in the application and see what the inspection result was, what communication we've sent them, what correspondence we've received back, what letters we've sent them.
Is that all required?
It's just...
We can't have a clipboard with an address on it. Same path.
That's the same, right? We're somewhere between, you know, ultimately.
Yeah, right. If they ask for that, copy the paper, mail it to them.
Are you expecting to run it today?
Send it past.
Yeah.
How'd that work for Boeing?
Yeah. How did that work for Boeing? It works in some places really well. Right? I'll tell you right now, the government's thanking Boeing for doing that before it drops a nuclear weapon.
Okay, so for that specific question, it's not required in that format. We just have to provide documentation. So if ecology asks us, you know, how did your source control inspection go, you know, year one?
Sure.
Did you implement it? Yes. Did you meet your required 3-4 inspections? Yes. Okay, can you provide us some documentation?
Right.
So it doesn't have to be in that web GIS format, but it has to be in a format.
I get that, and I appreciate the hard work you guys do. I'm just looking at this, but first of all, I feel like this, I went back and looked at the original packet, and I'm like, until East Town is built out, I was thinking about who is this really, what threat vector are we really dealing with here, right? And is it Costco? Is it Post? Who's spoiling the stormwater run?
It's more of a regulatory thing than anything else, right?
Right.
Because we don't have a bunch of good data.
Right.
They did probably good at something. But.
So if we did, then I'd be more likely to say, yeah, let's spend $75,000 on it. But no, I mean, we have Costco, we have an oil chain, some gas stations, Home Depot, right? And, you know, and you can really just walk around the business with a checklist and go, yep, and say, I'm done. Yep. Right? I like it.
Yeah. It was my best.
Yeah.
So if you can find ways to cut down this expense, I think we would didn't like in the first place. Or it'd be nice to save $2 or something else.
See if they have the ability to kind of think critically about what's required and where we can do that so that we can meet the expectations of the state requirements without, you know, getting carried away.
You know, do you have a deadline for this?
End of the year.
It's like what we need, any of us, another requirement that we need.
Oh, great. Yes, 75,000.
Yeah, certainly we can cut down of inspections that we would need the support with. Because I mean, ultimately, it was the intent is, you know, this is going to be a multi-year inspection effort.
Oh yeah,
like probably 5 years before we can get them all done. And so, what we wanted to do was just get like a kickstart, a jump start on it with support training, so staff is going along with the consultants.
That makes sense.
For the inspections, and then once we feel, hey, we feel comfortable, we know this program, we know this process, we're going to take over. And so years 2, 3, 4, 5, of our intent is for it to be city staff doing the whole thing.
Cool. We'll get there someday.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate it. Sorry. Yes, you could work from this.
Yeah,
I'd rather spend the money in other places, I feel better.
All right. Any other items here? We got
one more,
number 5. What is it? I got to scroll up here. I'm going to scroll. Do you know what it is, Don? Yeah, that was it.
So, hearing examiner. So
oh, hearing examiner. Yeah, for sure. Is that Doug Pink?
Well,
that's
me hanging out.
I like just hanging out. Doug's just like there. He's not even like video.
So you turn on the camera.
Hearing examiner?
Yep. So this is one, yeah. Jason was going to bring forward. He's on a well-deserved vacation. Okay. So back in June of this year, we added an appellate hearing examiner to hear appeals to hearing examiners. The way the code is written right now is appeal of a hearing examiner decision would go to you, which I don't think you want to do. And I hear that the city attorney thinks that it's appropriate to go to city council.
I didn't know it was appropriate, so I wanted to pick on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, generally, it's my experience, because I think in eons ago, they did kind of do.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that was my other question.
Even when it comes to, I think it comes to the council quasi judicial kind of thing.
Correct.
So you're screwed. You really don't want to put yourself in, you know, because the quasi judicial, that's what it, you know, the council is a judge, a whole, all together as a judge. So you get into these legalistic kind of like, you know, they're appealing because of the regulatory kind of framework, and you're acting as that legalistic kind of thing, and then you have citizens or whoever saying, why can't I, or can I, or should I decide that they're on. Council's in a position of having to make a legal argument when, you know, they're thinking that's not your role. So it puts in council in a really bad position.
And you'd have to disclose any ex parte communications, so you really couldn't have any conversations with any of them. If you did, somebody could essentially call you out and challenge you. Mm-hmm. And you said, I talked to Joe Blow about this, so you'd have to recuse yourself, you'd have to step down. If it was a very controversial issue, you know, that could, you know, decimate the numbers on the council, so that we wouldn't have a quorum to actually make it. Good question. I don't know if the council could hear.
Should I be thinking, when I read that, I was like, oh, wait a minute. So we have somebody who went through the bureaucracy and said, oh, I'm getting trampled, right?
Yeah.
And then they come to their citizen
hearing examiner.
Well, the hearing examiner, you know, said, nah, we're doing this. And they go, well, I disagree with the hearing examiner. So then they petition the public servants who are fellow citizens, i.e. the council, to say, hey, what's going on? I'm getting crushed by bureaucracy here. Can you guys help? We're taking that out of their hands. We're putting them back into more bureaucracy, right?
And if you're in the legal realm, because you're it's not a decision where you have,
yeah, it becomes an
objective decision based on costs.
There's tens of thousands of citizens serving in legal function today.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And with proper coaching and good legal counsel, they send people to prison for their whole life.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, I get that. I mean, I get the seriousness of it. I would expect counsel would give you good advice, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, for me, the thing I'm struggling with is I'm the bulwark against larger bureaucracy. But if I the hearing examiner should, this should be a rare case, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah. So then.
And just, sorry to interrupt, but just keep in mind, you've already approved this code. You've already established Office of Appellate Hearings. Council did that. So this is now appointing Phil Ulbricht's firm as the appellate hearing examiner, allowing the mayor to sign a contract on call as the contract.
Right.
And as Jason noted in the agenda bill, it's basically for uninhabitable buildings, structures, which is a very rare occurrence.
Right, I get it. I just want to have the discussion with my fellow council members, because when I was reading this, I came to that conclusion. I'm like,
so I'm
super sensitive to lots of these topics.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I really believe here? I'm like, no, I really want to serve the citizens, and I just delegated that responsibility.
Yeah.
So I guess now I understand why.
Yeah, and I guess maybe the best example I can give you. I used to work at Gig Harbor. We had a conditional use permit for bed and breakfast on the waterfront. Controversial. I can't remember if the hearing examiner approved it or denied it, but the appeal rose to the city council. There were two or three council members. Conversations with, you know, citizens of the town, and, you know, they had to recuse themselves and step down from the back. Leave the room. And in that case, we didn't get to the point of, we still had four council members left. Render a decision, but just after going through that whole process and in another jurisdiction, and you know, the council didn't want to have anything to do with it and said, dump it back on the hearings.
And so then the other point I think I thought of, I think everything we do,
no.
We're the latest.
No.
It's about law.
Yeah,
I find myself reading code every year,
every week.
But, right. but we make the law,
right?
We make the preference.
Sure. Right.
Once you drove 30 on the road and they come and said, well, I had a good reason for driving 30 because I had a dog to the doctor. Right. Then you're at a council, you're supposed to say, oh, yeah, okay, that's okay. No, you were 30 miles an hour. You know, so, and you're the ask, because you're on the council, you don't understand their plight as a citizen, having to drive 30 to take their only child to the doctor, and you're just being a jerk because you're still, well, you got to pay the ticket.
Why put yourself in that position?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I know. This is my experience.
Yes, because otherwise, what the poor citizen going to do in some cases where they. You know, when it's
they broke the law.
What with uninhabitable dwelling?
Yes.
Maybe. Right?
No, yes. Yes. They didn't turn their water on, they didn't have the sewage hooked up, they, you know, clearly, you know, I guess it could be kind of subjective to an extent, but man, when you get to where you do an uninhabitable building, that's an ugly thing.
You red tag first, right?
Yeah, the red tag first. I you know, look.
Okay.
Gosh, I don't know.
All right. I needed to have this conversation. But I was like,
it is opinion, David. You know, obviously, there's an opinion there, but you know, they're
my control, right? I mean,
I mean, several years ago, I remember we had a mobile, you know, as Dan was alluding to, you know, the sewer wasn't hooked up. They were defecating in a tub. It was an elderly lady. I mean, health condition. The residents on the
house. Right.
They want to see the
so, separate from this meeting, I'll share my own personal experience.
So, again, council's already approved the appellate hearing examiner pointing Phil Holmgren as the appellate hearing examiner and then signing the contract for him.
We can always change the route.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Meet me. Let me just position. Let me have us take care of.
Well, we'll be in contact then, won't we?
Yeah. All right. But it is, you know, you're good points, right? But it's a very seldom that you ever get it. Very seldom.
It'd be worth discussing with the whole council at some point. But.
Really?
Huh?
I'll let you do that. Oh. We'll schedule that for the next one. I'll let Terry know.
I didn't realize all the background that John just threw up.
It's a good information.
Right, it is.
I see John's point that we've already discussed whether or not we're ceding our responsibility. This is about just finding somebody that will
worry.
So I gotta ask.
What if we do that? What if we don't
assign somebody?
Then it comes to us apparently in the worst case. Well, I mean, worst case, we would have, first of all, we'd have to have an appeal of a hearing examiner decision on unhabitable residence. We didn't have somebody, and since our code calls for one, we'd have to go out and try and find somebody and try to get them to do here this one-off case. Or go back and amend the code that we just adopted and put the council back.
So you both really believe in twice?
I think so.
My experience would tell me, yeah, I agree with what the staff is recommending. I understand what you're saying. No.
Yeah, I see both just side rise.
Boy,
I can't answer my question.
Quasi judicial is always like a place I never want to. Because then you have to make that stupid legal. I like to make opinionated calls. I want tulips instead of roses. I like to make those calls.
Yeah.
I don't want to make that. You drove 30 in a 25.
But again, good legal counsel, that shouldn't be hard for you. Right?
Yeah. True.
But you're still you're
making a decision, right? Yeah.
You're still an a-hole because I'm trying to get my they're talking to Beth and you're just being a jerk by giving me a ticket.
Well, we're not talking about the council giving tickets. Right. We're hearing appeals
on tickets. Wander around.
Unhabitable.
We can try.
Because then you want to have full discussion.
Oh, what do you want? You want to have one full council?
Well,
you give the background to it. You can, I'll bring popcorn.
Yeah, wander around the road you don't want to go
on. What do you think, Tom? Should for a full council or not? I think we already voted on the initial issue.
Yeah, that's the initial one. Say, council is already
full council. This I would be
I just say.
Okay. Put it on consent.
Put it on consent. All right, we'll put this one on consent. You guys have any open discussion items then?
I did.
Okay.
So on Church Lake, right there at the corner, right?
No.
Is there a new barrier that we put up there?
Oh, yeah.
Guardrail.
I thought that was yours.
That guardrail?
I don't know who we know that lives over there. So.
You've been over there all the time.
Right by your sign.
I thought you put the guardrail.
Well, that's why I asked.
Is it in the way of your
that's
sign?
That's why I know. That's why I asked if my wife's like, the person really wants the guardrail.
So she was doorbelling, and she goes, that person really wants a guardrail. And then that week, a guardrail came up. And I'm like, No. That's wrong. So how did we choose to put a guardrail there?
Well, they've been doing lots of work there. They did the stripes.
Yeah.
Slow down stripes.
Right? I'm super happy.
We
have
a couple of instances where cars are going through the neighbor's pass.
Oh, yeah.
That's the corner. Yeah. I know that was on sidewalk.
Yes.
Missing link.
Yes.
Map that we had talked about. And then we just put the guardrail.
Yeah. Peterson Brothers did it. It's been in the works for quite a while.
Okay, good.
They've wanted it.
Yeah.
The Wheelers that live there, they have multiple, and we'll be repairing it, so be prepared for
a
budget increase. They've been asking for years. They've lived there for 25, 30 years,
right.
And They have people in their yard.
They would have left the tree there. They would have had something for somebody to run in.
Well, their fence, I don't know. I've been here 18 years, and we used to judge how many times we got hit. This poor Butch would go up and fix his fence,
right,
and somebody would drive through it. Oh, and then you'd see a week later another hole in his fence.
Right.
Oh, they picked a new hole. Thank right. good for Butch. And then, so they've been wanting it for quite a while.
Weird.
And then, cool. then that when they developed that, all those houses
yeah,
in there,
right there yeah.
I guess it'd be almost 2 years ago, somebody drove through
yeah.
and went through the fence, and they were having to have a function happening. It started raining. They all had gone up on the deck and drove right through where their function was. So you guys have then after now over the last couple of years decided to put a guardrail in. The council, so we just
had it on 6 months ago. I've been open for a while.
Really driving is against the drive or yard all the time. Yeah. I used to. Now I have a nice guardrail to bounce.
Yeah, they yeah, to direct them back onto the road
yeah.
instead of the yard.
Put a NASCAR I have to move
yeah.
I have to put my sign on the other side.
So hopefully when you do your sidewalk extension, we reshape that whole corner because we have
yeah.
quite a bit of right of way there. And
yeah,
super it the right way and do all that and not make it such a sharp corner. That's
yeah.
the,
yeah.
And I'm hoping in the next couple of years you guys do that for us and we'll have a nice.
We'll see what happens because you know they're looking at that other intersection down there with the roundabout too, actually, that E one or whatever.
Oh, West Taps and Church Lake.
Is that what it is, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we
that one.
And that'll cost some money because the water line where
yeah,
that road
yeah.
rises right
yeah,
there.
Uh-huh. It has to go lower.
Yeah, that needs to be lower. When they did the overlay project
yeah.
10 years ago,
yeah,
they didn't
yeah,
want
yeah.
to spend the money
yeah.
to lower the water main at that
point. Yeah, and we were told that it was too big of a project for the whatever, because it was in that threshold or something. Or...
Yeah, we were going to try to do that ourselves, but we didn't.
Yeah.
It whatever happened. I don't.
Yeah. Money.
Money.
So yes.
We may have like $60,000 left over.
Right.
Yeah. Yes,
so concrete dividers you put in for on South Prairie look real nice. But the one in the middle, like you're pulling out of Lowe's, making a left hand turn out of there. The truck's driving over, it's not gonna last very long. I stood there, watched them pulling out. It's right in the way. So I don't drive big rigs, but one he came out and it's all the best you can drive. When he pulled out of Lowe's, made a left hand turn and went over the curb right in the middle. It's been destroyed.
Yeah. So the plan is to sign that
turns for
exactly to sign that in the left turn
for semis.
For semis.
Really?
Yes.
So how do they get out of those parking lot?
Turn right.
Make a right,
go to Costco. And then up to 204. And then they can have a left, a protected left on 410.
But good luck with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The way they are anymore.
It's hard. It's hard.
It's hard to make it.
Yeah, I do it all the time. And I know, especially in a school, it's a little challenging. Practically, yeah.
Hopefully we'll have it up there sooner than later, but that curve is tough.
Yeah. Is it actually buried a little bit or is that?
It's overall, the length is 16 inches.
Jesus.
So 10 of it, 10 of, 10 of it is subgrade.
Yeah.
It's about 12 inches wide, so it's a tank.
Okay. That's all I got.
Billy, anything else? No.
No.
Brian, you have anything? We're just like hanging out.
Yeah, I got to start timing my attendance here. It's like everybody gets business done. Under the radar, no. Thank you, though. I don't have anything else.
All right.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we're done then. Thank you.
Yeah.